So philosophers is our name.
Philosophers.
Philosophers.
Well, we've been saying that for a little bit now.
Yes, we have.
A year, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Almost every week.
Almost every week.
Yeah. So, what have we been doing?
That's a good question.
I think we've been trying to figure this whole thing out.
I think so. I think the past year was very...
educational.
Maybe instrumental is the word that I want.
Yeah.
I don't know. Foundation laying for the format of this show.
That's correct.
Because you know, going into it, we knew that we were going to talk about philosophical type things, and that's about all we knew about it.
Yeah. We'd also talked a lot about talking to other people about philosophical or philosophical things. Turns out it took us, and it probably will take us, over a year to kind of get everything we think out there for reference and figure it out for ourselves before we engage with others a ton.
Right.
And so that's what we've been doing, is going through topic by topic, some of them more, I would say, foundational themselves, you know, axiomatic. And the others, more high level. Like when we talk about privacy, what does that mean? You know, and now there's still work to be done, you know, for us to lay out how we think about other things.
We've done a lot of laying of groundwork this past year, though.
Absolutely. We've done a ton. And it seems like, as they say, every time we kind of close the book on one thing, you know, a few more things would tend to pop up out of that. But I think, you know, what we want to do is kind of do what we've always said we wanted to do. And that's interview other people and entertain ideas that from an outside perspective.
If I can recall our original slogan, if you can call it that, to entertain ideas ourselves and others in the pursuit of the truth.
Exactly. And that still stands, you know. It just turns out that laying the groundwork to maybe do that took us a while. But that's okay. It also gave us a year to learn. If you don't believe us, go back and listen to the first episode of Who We Are and What We Do. You know, that's a year ago. And just listen to the quality difference. You know, we also
have... It's
not
that much better.
It's much better.
It is.
But that's... You know, we had to learn how to do that. So... Going forward, who are we now and what are we doing now?
Well, for those who might be new here, I'm David.
I'm Joe.
And we like to think that we're smart.
We do like to think that we are intelligent lads. But I think we would both be the first couple of people to admit that we acknowledge we don't know everything, but we want to know and we want to find the truth.
Right.
That was kind of the whole point, is what is the truth?
Yes, what is the truth? And that's why our third episode, so in very short order after starting, we talked about what is the truth and why does it matter to us.
Right.
So yeah, I think that still remains the most important thing that we're up to and what our goal is ultimately.
Yeah. But now I think it's time that we start working towards more information gathering from outside sources. That's like I said. So we're wanting to move more towards the entertaining others and entertaining others' ideas. You know, that wasn't a part of it, but that's kind of implied.
Yes. I think for this next year, we should try to come down from the clouds a little bit.
Definitely.
Because we've spent a lot of time in the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think most of our topics were highly vague. Mm-hmm. Important. They weren't vague. They were general.
Yes.
So I think we should begin approaching more contemporary topics. which we did a couple of times last year, but not very many times. And that is where other people come in, because when it comes to contemporary issues, they haven't had a whole lot of time to be thought about, and so we can use as many perspectives as we can find.
Exactly. And so we are still the same in a way. You know, we still want to seek the truth, but where we're looking for it, now that we've kind of thrown a dart on the map and know where we are, you know, where we stand on things, then we can begin to navigate, you know, with a starting point of position A that we understand and move towards wherever that takes us. And so that's who we are now. And the way we do that now is by reaching out to other people and getting out of the clouds and let's get specific. Let's, if you will, get our hands dirty a little bit with contemporary topics and actually work through some of these ideas that we've discussed in the abstract and put them into, you know, a context that's relevant and meaningful and see if they hold up, you know. Become philosophical engineers instead of
stop.
Yeah. If you will. So I think that's who we are, and that's what we do here, is we seek the truth.
Sure. Do you want to maybe talk about some of our principles and values?
I'll let you start.
Okay. I think as far as philosophy goes, it's philosophy with a PH. I think that my most core principle that I think that you'll agree with is pragmatism. That is to say, putting a priority on what things deserve our consideration based on the real practical implications of the conclusions. That things really matter only when they correspond to truth.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say that's the same for me as far as the show is concerned. That's what we're talking about. Right. And truth seeking itself is important for that reason. You know, if you,
right,
you can seek the truth about something that may be somewhat pragmatically irrelevant in a circumstance. But I do think that it's only in analyzing these circumstances that we actually find meaningful bits of truth. And for me, it's not always about finding my truth. I want to make that clear. I don't believe in necessarily a my truth and a your truth and a their truth and any of that. I think that we have different perspectives.
Yes. Yes, we all have different perspectives and experiences.
Correct. But
there's only one reality, one truth.
There's only one reality, and there is only one truth. And I think that's another piece of why it's important that we reach out to other people, because, you know, the reason we want to take specific instances is to take an arbitrary concept that we've come to a determination that this is most likely the truth about it. Let's apply it to specific concepts and see how it plays out. Because
right. Well, I think a big thing that we've done in the past year with our head in the clouds is bringing these in the cloud subjects down to earth. What do they really mean?
Right.
What do we really mean when we talk about these things? Because we can get all very caught up in concepts and detach ourselves from the dirt.
Right. You know, all the way from determining that over this last year that children were essentially just property and not people.
We may revisit that.
We may revisit that. But like still, that was one of those weird things that when you think about it in the purely metaphysical and you think about it like, oh, that solves a lot of these problems. But then you start like trying to apply that in real life and it's there are some complications that arise, and that's where you find, you know, life will supply you with all of the best examples of why something may be true or not. And so that's looking to that instead of coming up with endless hypotheticals. Might be true. It might be a truer way to seek the truth, if you will. A better way, if not. So What are the, do you have any other guiding principles about, I have one. It's that we, it may not be so much, it's a value, I would say. We value the, what we would consider to be ideal and proper respectful discourse when discussing topics. That's one thing we will always hold on to is, you know, if it should not be competitive necessarily.
Right. I think that's, you know, sort of the, like the most benign form of the idea that the idea of the base level of respect owed to people.
Right.
It's not necessarily that everyone is inherently deserving of respect, but that we actually cheat ourselves by not giving other people's ideas a chance.
Exactly. Like I say this all the time when it comes to me and how I view respect. Respect is not from zero to infinity. It's negative infinity to positive infinity as far as I'm concerned. And neutral respect is the benefit of the doubt for me. And that is, I will at least hear your idea. I will not stifle your idea. I will hear it out, and I will, you know, I will give you enough respect to listen to your idea. But that also incurs that, you know, is in return that we, you know, and same thing for others as well that listen to our ideas. It's our duty to also defend our ideas and be entertain the criticisms of these ideas. And that's how we, you know, that's
yes.
An ideal discourse.
That's another value is honesty. Really, that's what that is.
Intellectual honesty. Yes. You know, it's not a game. You know,
we're not trying to score points.
Yeah. We're not trying to own anybody or, you know, wreck or slam or any of these other.
Literally destroy the libs.
Literally destroy anybody. Yeah. It's not about that. It's about, you know, hearing out that idea and addressing the idea itself. It has nothing to do with the person that holds that idea majority of the time. It's everything to do with the idea itself. And if we walk away, if both parties walk away and no one's adjusted or changed their mind in any way, shape, or form, that's just as much of a waste of time.
Right. It's a failure. That's what it is.
It's a failure for both people. And so our duty in being intellectually honest is if we genuinely have no response to a claim or an assertion with evidence and it's not refutable by us, it's intellectually honest to concede your doubt or to at least concede your consideration in doubt. You know, there's nothing weak or wrong about saying to someone that you disagree with a point and saying like, well, I actually don't know why you're wrong and I will need to think about it more. You know, you've given me something to think about. Even if they're smug and consider it a win, like that it is a win, you know, you shouldn't feel bad that they may have actually began to change your mind. You know, it's not weak. You know, it's, we both through the last year, another thing, and this, I don't know if this goes along with, it kind of goes along with being intellectually honest is changing your values and beliefs, swapping out bad ones for good ones, new ones for old ones when needed. Anyway, I think that's something we've both done.
I think that's over the last year. That might be a principle, actually, that beliefs are entirely separable from individuals.
Yes. Your beliefs do not define who you are. And it's quite the opposite. You get to define what your values and beliefs are in a large port. And they,
So to speak.
And
as we've talked about before.
But they are mutable. They're not immutable. They can change.
Yes.
And that's okay. It's not a bad thing that they change. You know, the change itself is not bad, you know.
Right.
And
provided there's a good reason for the change.
Sure.
Of course. You know, everyone should be constantly seeking to change themselves in order to refine themselves.
That's what improvement is. Yes. So that's a big part of going into now that we're trying to get out of the clouds and get in touch with reality, which includes others, you know, is both being respectful of them and also acknowledging being aware of our intellectual honesty and making sure that we're not being unfair in that way. And then also holding as a value that we will genuinely, you know, we are open to changing out our beliefs and we would advocate for such as well, you know.
And then I think one of the other core principles that comes to mind for me is, and this kind of comes along with the being non-confrontational, but it also has a lot to do with, I'm not sure how to put it really. It's kind of a hybrid of both having ideal discourse, being respectful of your opponents, and changing your ideas, and all while seeking the truth, you know, and that is never losing sight of the point of all this. And that is not just to improve ourselves and our surroundings. We, you know, I think we hold as a belief that if by knowing more of the truth or glimpsing more of the truth, you can use that to improve yourself, and not just improve yourself, but improve others. And that knowledge should be freely exchanged, you know, freedom of information, if you will. That's a principle we hold to. And that's why we don't, at least for the main shows, we don't restrict it. You know, any of the big ideas that we discuss, I think we were always planning to let those be free for everyone. And, you know, that's important to us as well, is the information we gather. Not only do we gather it through ideal discourse and try to gather it through ideal discourse, I should say, that's not always our choice. That's not always our decision to make, I should say. And doing so, being respectful, but the information gathered in exchange to that, you know, and being honest is a part of it to ensure that it's quality. Once you have these bits of information, is to share them and share them freely with others. So I think those three big values are kind of at the core of who we are, right, as a podcast forum, you know, and as a group. So as for what we do, I mean, we host a mostly weekly, roughly hour long podcast. We also do, and in that podcast, we've taken a specific topic and a specifically vague topic and and just discussed it and picked it apart and looked at the interesting pieces of it and threw it into different contexts. But now, instead of taking the vague concept and applying it to a context, we're going to look at specific instances and then see, of these ethereal values floating around, which ones are at play here, and really discuss them. And that can involve other people. Correct? Yes.
We also have done one interview already in the last year, somewhat, where we met with one of our patrons. Is he a patron or is he just a watcher? Okay. A viewer who happened to be coming through where we happen to live. And that was an interesting test run of what it's like to maybe just have conversations with people. And from those conversations are born specific instances as well. So both approaches, you know, be very interesting. We also really appreciate street epistemology. That's one thing we would always I personally recommend. I don't want to throw you in. I know you enjoy it, but
I mean, I was the one who brought it up in our first episode.
You were, but I don't want to, you know, that's who we were. You know,
yes, I'm still very much enthusiastic about street epistemology. I think that street epistemology is the most effective way to challenge somebody else's ideas.
Right. And for those, and we're not going to expand on it too much here, but I'm sure we'll link some goodies.
Yes, examples.
And some good examples, and maybe, hopefully, even get to do some of it ourselves this year. That would be a really interesting addition to the podcast, not necessarily replacing the main podcast, but as an addendum. And then for the entertaining ourselves and others part, in a different way, we do an unplugged podcast as well, where we mainly just discuss random things. It's no holds barred, free to take any tangent. You know, we're not bound to a specific subject. That's another thing that we do. That one is, though, kind of locked up for Patreon, mainly just as a way to be closer to our patrons who want to have that level of access. And we understand it's not everybody, and that's fine. You know, we try our absolute best to not shill, even though I'm usually finding myself as the one who ends up doing it. But
don't forget to smash that like button.
Don't forget to smash that like button. Hit on. Oh,
I died a little inside saying that out loud.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and cut that out of the recording and put that at the end of every episode.
I should get you to do the Philip DeFranco challenge and just record you trying to do it and then just put that at the end of every video. Unless you don't know who Philip DeFranco is.
I know who Philip DeFranco is.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's who we are and this is what we do. Couple of guys and... Oh, we actually have chairs with arms on them now. That's an old joke.
Yes, they're not armchairs per se.
Per se.
But we do have armrests.
We have armrests now. So the philosophizing can begin.
Yes. We're one step away from realizing critical mass.
Critical mass. So if that's something you feel like you'd be interested in, or if you just come to our channel looking for a specific topic, you know, that's what it's all about, you know. I don't consider this to be shilling to say that we always appreciate getting feedback and always like to hear other people's ideas on the topics we discuss. You know, we're going into the new year, we're looking at more ways to interact with people. I'm sure as we do that, we'll link all that stuff to everywhere so that no matter what vector you approach us from, you will be able to find the rest of it. And yeah, do you have anything to add?
I think that about covers it.
All right. Philosophers.
Philosophers.